This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, April 12th, brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. U.S. Senator Deb Fischer is the featured guest on this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers. The Nebraska Republican says the Democratic proposals thus far on the farm bill are not adequate to meet the needs of her state's farmers.
There's a lot of priorities that I hear from Nebraskans, ag producers in Nebraska, that haven't been addressed in this farm bill. We see the Democrats, their priorities are in there with climate, but we're not seeing really a strong safety net provision in the farm bill. We don't see anything on trade. We don't see too much on research. Those are three really strong investments that I want to see become part of a farm bill, because that's what it should be.
Now, this week, Iowa Senator Charles Grassley called on Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer to schedule floor time to debate new farm policy. Fischer says the committee has to come together first.
I think Senator Schumer is probably being somewhat realistic, knowing that we have to agree as a committee before that's going to happen. As you know, the Senate's different than the House. We have to come together on things if you want to have a strong vote to be able to pass this. I want to have a strong vote on a farm bill. That's vital to be able to bring us together in the Senate and be able to do that. Senator Schumer, I think he's waiting to see what we do in committee.
AgriPulse Newsmakers is available now at AgriPulse.com. Well, the USDA announced this week that due to budget concerns, it was scaling back some crop and livestock reports. Hannah Pagel has more.
The National Agricultural Statistics Service recently announced it will discontinue some of its reports as a way to comply with budget cuts the agency is facing. Those reports include the July cattle report, along with county estimates for crops and livestock, and the Cotton Objective Yield Survey starting in the 2024 production year. Tanner Bamer is the Senior Director of Government Affairs with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He told Agriculture of America that foregoing the July cattle report will negatively impact the cattle industry.
Well, according to the press release they put out, they are trying to comply with budget cuts and try and stretch that dollar out a little bit. And it is true that the National Agricultural Statistics Service specifically took about an 11% haircut during the last appropriations bills that passed through Congress here a couple weeks ago. But in actuality, the amount of savings that they are going to realize through canceling these reports and discontinuing others and making some other revisions are not going to be the types of savings that are going to justify the immense cost to industry by not having access to this information.
He says the decision to quit the July cattle report couldn't come at a worse time for the cattle industry.
If you want to just look at that July cattle inventory report, that is an incredibly important set of data that a lot of market analysts, livestock producers, and other participants in the marketplace rely upon to give us a sense of what's going on with supply and demand dynamics. And that's especially critical during the phase of the cattle cycle that we're currently in, which is herd contraction. This has been very similar to the 2014 run in a lot of ways, but in several other ways, it's been very different. And we won't be able to compare and contrast the two and get an accurate picture of where we are at as an industry without that information that comes out in that July report.
The July cattle inventory report is one of only two per year the marketplace gets from NAS. The other is released in January.
And that January inventory report is also important, but it is insufficient to kind of give us that sense of where we're at mid-year. That July report is looking at a very different seasonal time and a very different set of data. And again, the more information that you can pump into a marketplace, the better your price discovery is going to be, the better informed you're able to make decisions, and just the more robust a marketplace is.
For AgriPulse, I'm Hannah Pagel.
Thanks, Hannah. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. U.S. sugar policy is critical to American food security. U.S. sugar policy allows American farmers and sugar producers to keep grocery store shelves stocked with American-made sugar, supports more than 151,000 jobs, and contributes $23.3 billion in annual economic activity. Learn how bipartisan support for sugar in the Farm Bill benefits every American at sugaralliance.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.